From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States on Monday vetoed a draft UN resolution rejecting President Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The veto came after all 14 other Security Council members voted for the resolution. This is U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley.
For decades, Israel has withstood wave after wave of bias in the UN and its agencies. The United States has often stood beside Israel. We did not on December 23, 2016. We will not make that mistake again.
The veto highlighted the isolation of the United States over the president's announcement that the U.S. embassy will be moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, effectively ignoring Palestinian claims on the city. At least six people were killed, more than 30 others wounded late Monday when a Taliban suicide bomber detonated his explosives-packed vehicle near a security convoy in southern Afghanistan. Officials say the bombing occurred in Lashkargah, the capital of the rest of Helmand province, hours after Islamic State terrorists assaulted an Afghan intelligence agency training facility in the capital, Kabul. Afghan security forces and civilians were reported among the dead and injured. In Libya, the mayor of the coastal city of Misrata has been abducted and killed after returning home from an overseas trip. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility. On Sunday, Eastern Libyan Commander Khalifa Haftar said the UN-backed government's two-year mandate has expired. He suggested he may compete in presidential and parliamentary elections next year. This is VOA News. Protesters set fire to the offices of the ruling party Monday in Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdish region amid widespread protests over unpaid salaries and suspected corruption. Kurds demanding the resignation of the ruling Kurdish Democratic Party torched its offices in northern Iraq. This is demonstrator Azad Sabir. He said, "We have not received salaries for 3 months, so we demonstrate for not paying salaries to civil servants." VOA's Kurdish service said demonstrations were taking place across much of the province. More than 4,700 delegates from South Africa's ruling African National Congress have gathered near Johannesburg to vote for a new party leader as President Jacob Zuma's two terms as head of the party come to an end. South Africa's ruling African National Congress has elected Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa as its new president, making it likely that he will become the country's next head of state. The 65-year-old Ramaphosa is one of the country's richest people. He has styled himself in recent months as a reformer who will steer South Africa away from the corruption scandals that have hurt the economy and briefly sent it into recession. Reports in Turkey say prosecutors are asking that a German reporter who was arrested in Turkey be released from jail pending the outcome of her trial on terror-related charges. During a hearing on Monday, the prosecutors requested that Masale Tolu be freed on bail. Heike Hansel is a member of the German parliament.
Actually, we do expect the release of Masale Tolu, hopefully. She's not guilty. This is, in our opinion, it's a political process.
Hansel called Tolu's imprisonment a hostage-taking. Tolu is being tried together with 17 others accused of engaging in terrorist propaganda and being a member of a banned left-wing group. She denies the allegations. A passenger train derailed in the northwestern U.S. state of Washington Monday, with some of its cars falling onto a busy highway below. Multiple fatalities and injuries were reported, although authorities said they could not yet give a specific number. The passenger train company Amtrak said 78 passengers and 5 crew members were on the train, which runs between Seattle and Portland, Oregon. Monday was the first day the company began operating 4 new trains on the route. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world at voanews.com and at VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.